As Alice packed up her things, she felt relieved that the day had gone surprisingly well. A couple of minor meltdowns were always to be expected, and both had been easily dealt with. She walked around the room, tucking chairs under desks and straightening things up. She knew the cleaners would be in soon, and she wanted to leave the room as presentable as possible. She shivered as she passed the window, the wooden surround having rotted so much the air was blowing through. "This is ridiculous," she muttered to herself. She grabbed her bag and decided to go see the headmaster. Lucy had said there was no money in the budget for decorating, but some of the repairs were beyond superficial. At least if she brought it up with Hardiger herself, she would know that she'd done all she could. She exited the classroom and headed towards the stairs, her footsteps echoing down the long corridor. She looked into the other rooms as she passed. All looked similar, but none were quite as bland and run down as hers. She assumed other teachers had held on to their previous form's work in order to decorate the bare walls. As she walked down the stairs and towards the headmaster's office, she thought about what she wanted to say. She had to be clear and concise. This wasn't simply about aesthetics, although that was important. She had to highlight the state of decay and the fact that it was uncomfortable and possibly even dangerous to the students. Hardiker was leaving his office when she arrived. In her old school, most teachers didn't go home until at least 2 hours after the end of the children's school day. Often the headmaster stayed even longer. Things were very different in Fairlight. "Headmaster, may I have a word?" Hardiker looked at her and then at his watch. "It will have to be a quick one, Miss Spencer. I promised my wife I would be home at a reasonable hour and I'm already late." Alice blinked. The only way he could have left any earlier was if he left with the children 20 minutes ago. "I do hope you've not had enough of us already," he asked with a jovial chuckle. "Oh no, nothing like that, but I do need to ask you about my form room. It's in dire need of maintenance." Hardiker stepped around her and started walking. She fell into step behind him. He was old, but he was fast when he wanted to get home. "As is the entire school, my dear," he said. "There are drafts, and the lights dimmed for around an hour this afternoon," Alice explained. "We have an electrician coming soon." "And the drafts?" "It's an old building," Hardiker shrugged. "It can't be helped." "With respect, headmaster, I think it's detrimental to the children's learning and possibly to their health." "A nice winter coat and they will be fine," Hardiker reassured her. He paused and turned to face her. "Most of the village and surrounding villages attended this school. You don't see uneducated masses lying in the streets suffering with consumption." Alice stood her ground.
"Well, no, but we don't know how much stronger their education might have been if they'd been taught in a building that had been better maintained."
"My dear, I'd like nothing more than to fix the whole building, but there simply isn't any money. If a window falls out, of course it will be replaced. If there is a danger to the children, it will be repaired, but drafts and holes in brickwork are simply not a priority. Is there anything else?"
Alice knew there was no point in trying to reason with him. He hadn't seen the effects of a modern, inspiring working environment like she had. She didn't want to cause too much trouble on her first day. She might need Hardiker on her side for other things in the future. This wasn't a battle she would win today. "No, headmaster, thank you for your time." He nodded, seemingly happy that the matter had been resolved. He turned and headed towards the door.
"Of course," he called over his shoulder. "You are welcome to decorate in whatever way you see fit. At your expense, naturally, if you feel it would help the children."
Alice ground her teeth.
"Thank you, headmaster," she called back.
She shook her head. Of course, she knew budgets were tight, but it was obvious that Hardiker was completely disinterested in trying to make real improvements. He was focused on making the building just about habitable, not a place where children would thrive. No child was going to feel good about coming into a freezing, bland box of a classroom, and no person, adult or child, would be able to focus on learning in such conditions. She reminded herself that it was September and that it would only get worse. The very thought of January in the form room was enough to make her shiver. Clattering behind her caused her to turn around. A cleaner was manhandling an old vacuum cleaner into the hallway. She looked at Alice in surprise.
"You're here late, miss," she said.
Alice had never finished a school day so early, but it seemed a frequent occurrence in Fairlight to just get out the door shortly after the children.
"Just leaving now," she said. "Have a nice night."
She exited the building and headed towards the car park.